The Justice Department is charging Republican Congressman Rick Renzi of Arizona with fraud, extortion, and money laundering, among other things. A 26-page indictment was unsealed today. It accuses the three-term House member of illegally profiting from an alleged land swap scheme and of embezzling money to finance his initial run for Congress. NPR's Debbie Elliott has details.
In Phoenix today, U.S. Attorney Diane Humitiwa announced that a federal grand jury had returned criminal charges against Representative Renzi and two associates. She said the 35-count indictment against the lawmaker covers two areas. First, prosecutors say Renzi and Maryland lawyer Andrew Beardall conspired to embezzle $400,000 from Renzi's family insurance company and used the money to pay for his first congressional campaign. And then Humitiwa says Renzi conspired with former real estate partner James Sandlin in a scheme to profit from a federal land swap he helped orchestrate as a member of Congress.
The second pattern of criminal conduct involved Congressman Renzi forcing a land sale that would financially benefit himself and James Sandlin. And in so doing, Congressman Renzi deprived the citizens of Arizona of their right to his honest services.
Prosecutors say Sandlin paid Renzi $733,000 after Renzi used his position on the House Natural Resources Committee to push through a 2006 land swap. Renzi allegedly pressured a company to buy land from Sandlin to swap for federal property it wanted. The indictment also cites a case where Renzi allegedly told another company seeking federal land for a mining operation that he'd make it happen if the firm bought an alfalfa field owned by Sandlin. The indictment says Renzi told the firm, quote, "No Sandlin property, no bill." Renzi was not available for comment today, but in an earlier interview with Phoenix television station KPNX, he defended that proposed land deal as a way to conserve water.
It was absolutely in the public interest. It was absolutely in the best interest of the state of Arizona.
Today, his lawyers issued a statement saying Congressman Renzi did nothing wrong and will fight the charges. Renzi had already announced last summer that he would not seek re-election. For his constituents in Arizona, the indictment doesn't come as a shock.
They're just rolling their eyes. I mean, no one seems to be expressing surprise that there would be a land deal that would do this. It just hits pretty close to home.
Greg Patterson is a former Arizona Republican lawmaker who now runs the political website EspressoPundit.com.
It's unfortunate. It's sad. It does have a tendency to taint Republicans, and I think more so to actually just taint Congress and politics in general.
House Republican leader John Boehner said today that the charges contained in the indictment are completely unacceptable for a member of Congress. He said, quote, "I strongly urge Representative Renzi to seriously consider whether he can continue to effectively represent his constituents under these circumstances." Debbie Elliott, NPR News.